Well, Tom, as we look what's happening market-wise today, still a lot of news and talk of those outside purchases. I see South Korea again in the market today to purchase some U.S. corn. Is this just going to kind of lead up with those export numbers coming in and then the anticipation of Friday's report?
Yeah, I think we're going to. I think we're probably going to have a good export sales number on Thursday, and then the way these sales have picked up here over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think a lot of people are anticipating that maybe the USDA is going to bump their estimate of corn exports a little bit. At least that might offset some of the increase in supply that's probably going to come along.
Looking at those numbers, though, because we didn't have a report last month, is there a little bit more anticipation for this report?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. We will have gone 2 months without an update on yield, nor any update, really a confirmation of what acreage is going to be. So you got a couple big unknowns there that I think the trade really would like to have answered.
What about planting progress? I mean, not planting progress, harvest progress. Look at the right season here, because we're getting so much rain and even snow in some areas. Here we sit stalled.
Yeah, getting that last 15 to 20% wrapped up is probably going to be difficult. You've got the propane shortages that's slowing up the drying process for some people. Ultimately, that isn't going to ruin the crop, and it's all going to get harvested, and it's just going to take a while. And I don't really think that's a market factor, but it sure is a pain in the neck for those that are trying to get it finished up.
And I know that we don't talk much wheat, but it seems to be a big market focus again with some decent precipitation for the winter wheat crop.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting trade-off. We've got prospects of a fairly good winter wheat crop coming along here, and we've got pretty good demand for it with wheat really becoming a food crop once again more than it is a feed crop. So so on the other side of the coin for that market is the fact that a lot of that feed usage is going to drift back to corn with that big differential between the price of those two commodities.